With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. It's being called an extraordinary show of power. Israel destroying much of Iran's nuclear program in a massive overnight mission. Several sites have been hit, including Tehran's main enrichment facility. The leader of Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard, General Hassan Salami, and the chief of staff of Iranian Armed Forces, General Mohammad Bagheri, also, both of them are dead. Six nuclear scientists have also been killed. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says last year's Iranian missile attack on Israel could be worse now if Tehran had acquired nukes.
Last year, Iran fired 300 ballistic missiles at Israel. Each of these missiles carries a ton of explosives and threatens the lives of hundreds of people. Soon, those missiles could carry a nuclear payload, threatening the lives not of hundreds, but of millions.
Audio courtesy of the BBC. California Democrat Senator Alex Padilla was forcibly removed from a Homeland Security news conference after trying to question DHS Secretary Kristi Noem.
A Secret Service Special Agent on Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem's detail grabbed Padilla by his jacket and shoved him out of the room. The senator struggled to catch his breath while he was identifying himself. Noem said after the incident,
I think everybody in America would agree that that wasn't appropriate.
The two had a conversation after the news conference. Padilla spoke to reporters shortly after.
If you can only imagine what they're doing to farm workers, to cooks, to day laborers.
Noem has promised to move forward with the Trump administration's immigration crackdown across Los Angeles. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
And this is SRN News. A lot of Americans believe religion still carries weight in this country.
According to the latest Gallup poll, 34% of adults say faith is increasing its influence on life in the U.S. That's still only about a third of the population, but 1 year ago, only 20% believed this. Meanwhile, Gallup reports that a little less than half of Americans say religion is very important in their life, about the same as a year ago. The findings indicate that while religion is in decline here, it still wields a considerable amount of influence. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Montana Supreme Court striking down several pro-life laws, including the state's 20-week abortion ban. State High Court says in a ruling, Montana Constitution includes a right to be left alone and to have access to abortion. Justices ruled this is right and not affected by the 2022 U.S. Supreme Court ruling that overturned Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. The controversy was expected. Everyone knew there would be verbal battles and a number of differences to iron out. The latest effort by Congress to regulate college sports generating partisan outrage in many areas, and it's not expected to go away anytime soon.
Democrats say Republican-led draft legislation to regulate college sports would claw back freedoms won by athletes through years of litigation against the NCAA. Three House committees are considering legislation that would create a national standard for name, image, and likeness payments to athletes and protect the NCAA against future lawsuits. NCAA President Charlie Baker has said he supports the draft legislation. There was little indication that any bill advanced by the House would generate enough Democratic support to surpass the 60-vote threshold in the Senate. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
More details at srnnews.com.